created live on Fireside.
Live from Joe's mom's basement, it's the Stacking Benjamin Show. I'm Joe's mom's neighbor, Doug, and it looks like the gang has finally gotten back together right here, live on Fireside. So in honor of the regulars all traveling back to their computers to be together, let's share our best travel hacks. Even better, let's share them game show style. So, let's meet today's contestants. First, a woman who's traveled across the USA from Nashville. From Afford Anything, it's Paula Pant. And a man from Texas with a penchant for overpriced steak and vertically striped shirts. From this podcast, it's OG. And from LenPenzo.com, it's Pat Sajak. That guy's busy learning how to turn his own letters, so it's just Len Penzo again. And don't you worry, I'll make sure to break up this game show with some of my old-time radio trivia. And now, a guy who put the hack in travel hacking, it's Joe Saul-Sehy.
Leave it to you, Doug, to deliver the compliment on a Friday. How are you, my friend? Ready to do the weekend?
Yes. In fact, I am ready to do the weekend.
Absolutely. We're going to start it off with some great travel tips. I am Joe Saul-Sehy, Average Joe Money on Twitter, and across the virtual card table from me, because I'm in Cleveland today and he's in the basement, Mr. OG is here.
In my vertically striped shirt.
Absolutely. You got to have a vertically. Isn't there a contract for dads that you got to wear that?
It's what's funny is I do have lots of vertical striped shirts, believe it or not.
Doug is not wrong. He is not wrong.
I definitely have a lot of vertical striped shirts.
And a woman who all day was texting me about how she was probably going to make it, maybe not, Paula Pant from Afford Anything is here.
Here I am. I came through and you know what? There never should have been any doubt.
No doubt.
When I set my mind to do something, I make sure it happens.
She got here with 17 minutes to spare.
I did.
All set.
I made it.
You have traveled quite a bunch. You ready to do some travel hacks today?
Oh, I think I am going to ace this, win this, bring it.
Oh, and to Paula's point, by the way, we're playing a year-long competition between our three competitors for trivia. And normally, it's a one-point day. Today is a two-pointer day, like a basketball layup. It's actually going to be more like two steaks down at the Sizzler day. And the score so far, just to bring a little heat to this thing, OG has 11. Paula is in second. I can't believe Paula's in second with 10. And the man we're about to introduce next is in last, but he could be in first by the end of the day, deep under Los Angeles in his bunker. Mr. Len Penzo's here.
I feel it with Paula here. Now, I was hoping Paula wouldn't make it only because she's the travel queen. And my limit, my knowledge of travel is limited to, taking kids in a minivan and staying at the Red Roof Inn. So hopefully I can dig deep into whatever I've learned about traveling over the years.
Look at this, kids. It's the subdivision next door. But Dad, we've been here 16 times. So great.
Let's get going, Joe, because I'm eager to be embarrassed on this show tonight.
Let's absolutely do that. And that is the way that's Len's battle talk right there. Under promise, over deliver. It's coming, everybody. We got Len here. We got Paula here. We got OG and Doug. We also have a live audience here on our Fireside where we're doing this live. And by the way, everyone on Fireside, the way that you join in today is a couple things. Number one is normally we have to mute the sound effects because people think it's us that's laughing and clapping. We're not going to do that today. Laugh, clap, hit those buttons whenever you think it's appropriate. And, but do it responsibly because we don't want to have to take it away from you. That's number one. If you pop the little button above your head, you can chat about the show. We're not going to have anybody on stage today, but if you have travel hacks you think should be included, make sure that you hit that button. So, and by the way, next time, if you're not with us live on Fireside and you want to be here next time, just head to either our Facebook group or our newsletter, stackingbenjamins.com/stacker, and we'll make sure that you have a link to get here and join us live. All right, we got everybody. Let's do a game show. But first, this episode sponsored by State Farm. You a small business owner looking for insurance that fits your needs and budget? Well, look no further than State Farm. State Farm agents are not just insurance providers. They're also small business owners who live and work right here in your community. They understand the unique challenges of running and protecting a small business. When it comes to small business insurance, State Farm knows what it takes. Create a plan that fits your needs and your budget. State Farm agents are ready to help you choose personalized policies that truly understand your business. Insure your small business with a fellow small business owner. Talk to a State Farm agent today and get started on personalized small business insurance that fits your needs. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Talk to your local agent today.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
And now we're ready. Let's get this thing started. Can't have a game show without cheesy game show music, can we? So our piece today comes to us from, well, I can't tell you where it comes from yet. I'll tell you at the end of today. But this particular publication has 22 ways to travel for less money. In fact, it's 22 secrets to save money on travel. Everybody wants to take that perfect vacation, but planning on a budget can be hard. So hopefully between our three contributors and this piece, we're going to have some great info for you. First round, you're going to win 1 point for your answer. Second round, you'll get 2 points for the answer. And we're going to start with the man who's in third place. Mr. Len Penzo is going to kick this off. Len, 22 secrets to save money. You say you're not good at this, but there's 22.
Okay. Yeah, you're right. Yep. Okay. That's good.
What do you think?
Well, what would be the probably the gosh?
And by the way,
right. He is so terrible.
And while he's thinking about this, it doesn't matter if Lens is good or bad. It's whether this particular publication put it on this particular list, which causes some consternation.
So we're just trying to guess.
Okay, I've got
22.
It. Use a travel credit card.
Use a travel credit card.
Bonus points or whatever.
Absolutely right.
You know, yeah, like a hotel card or whatever. Yeah.
Cash in the bonus points. Well, I don't have the right sound effects, but use a travel credit card on the list?
You should do the applause for you.
There we go.
Yes. Okay.
There you go. Now you're legions of fans.
Paula.
Do you use a travel credit card, Len?
I certainly do. Yes, that's my main, you know, and it's funny, I drew a blank and that's my main thing. You know, all of my trips, the Honeybee and I, we go to Hawaii almost every year. Last year, obviously, it was interrupted. But when we go on courtesy of the hotel whose credit card we have. And I'll just say it's a Marriott credit card. So we rack up enough points almost every year to have a complete week stay there.
Paula, you use one too?
I do. Yes. I use, I have an American Airlines credit card, and then I have actually that's my personal credit card. And then my business card, I get cash back, which is, you know, cash. So
Seth had a good one. Who's hanging out with us today. Hey Seth, I just saw Seth in Nashville at Podcast Movement. Paula, you met Seth as well. Seth says to use the companion fare, which is very similar through Southwest Airlines, right? Good stuff. We get it. We also get companion fares through American Airlines and through, I have an American Express where I have one with Delta. Oh, gee, I know you use travel points.
I do. Everything goes on our Amex card and, that's convertible into travel credits, and we've got the hotel ones as well. So, yes, big believer in the points.
Well, because Len's in last place, he got to pick off the easy one. Paula, you're in second, which means you go second. What's another one on this list?
Ooh, so this is, I guess what's challenging is that if the title of the article is 22 secret ways, then
they're not that secret, are they?
Then I'm trying to search for something that's non-obvious, obvious enough that the writer would have thought of it, but non-obvious enough that it would go under the headline of secret.
Oh, these are obvious.
They're obvious?
Yeah, I'll get rid of these. I'll get rid of that. These are all obvious.
Okay. Well, most obvious thing I can think of, discount aggregator websites to look for hotel deals, car rental deals, airfare deals.
Use aggregator websites. Is that on the list? Okay, so the judges had a problem with that. There's a few, by the way, that involve aggregator websites, but I'm going to tell you the one that we gave you, Paula. The one that we gave you is Booking Blind for rock bottom rates. So these sites like Hotwire, if you use a site like Hotwire, that type of an aggregator, you can get huge, huge discounts. In fact, I remember when my kids were in swimming, we had this huge swim meet in Indianapolis, and I had no idea Hotwire existed. And a friend of mine said, "Hey, so what are you staying for this this room at the Crown Plaza right downtown?" And I said, $125. That's what the rate is. He goes, "I paid $39 for his family." It's a big, big difference using a blind aggregator.
Yeah, if I can jump in, because I did 5 or 6 years ago, I actually did one of my studies where I compared like Orbitz to Expedia and some of the other aggregators, and I found basically that there was no difference between the charges and the aggregators. But yes, when you go to something like Priceline or something like that, you can actually really score some good deals.
Yeah, and Priceline, because you're negotiating with them, right, Len? I mean, that's right. The key. I think if you don't negotiate through Priceline, it might not be that great a deal. OG, use an aggregator?
I do not. Nope.
Well, I wonder if that one's on the list, booking directly through the hotel itself. I don't know.
Let me bring up one more point. Well, I guess I do have some points, since I guess when it comes to aggregators too. If you like getting points for staying at a hotel, a lot of times the hotels will not give you your points if you've booked through an aggregator website. So keep that in mind as well. They'll only give you the points if you book directly with them. So that's one more thing.
Yeah,
I learned that the hard way.
Yeah, especially if you're collecting points, that's good. But I use hotels.com sometimes, and they have their own aggregator point system. So you book 10 stays, and the 11th one, you get the, I think it is the median cost of all the rooms put together as a free stay, you know, or that much off your next stay at a hotel. All right, OG, Len, and Paula picked off the two easy ones, but there's still 20 left. What are you thinking?
So I've 20 things that, what are we trying to do? What's the game again?
Yeah, that's right. Where are we at?
20 things that I've got 20 left of things to save money on traveling. I'm going to say
secret travel hacks.
Secret travel hacks. Okay. Don't travel during peak times. So I guess to save money, we would turn that around and say travel at off-peak times. Travel at off-peak times, final answer.
This is where it's bad.
Obviously,
that there's...
that wasn't number one.
This is where it's bad that there's so many of them. Is travel in off-peak times on there? Boy, there's a couple of them on Hero G that it could have been, but that one, we're going to go with stay in hotels during off-season. So when other people don't want to go, stay in hotels during off season. We're going to give you that one. Do you do that? You go to places in seasons when most people don't go? We did that last year in Vermont, stayed in Vermont in the middle of summer near the ski resort where, you know, the apartment we stayed in for a month, three times more expensive had we had it in ski season versus having it in the summer. And it's still beautiful in Vermont in the summer.
I've not done the Vermont summer trip. We're kind of stuck because we got kids still. So we, our travel is definitely going to be on peak, sadly, at this moment.
Yeah, that's a tough thing about traveling with kids. That's what we did. Oh, gee, we just got rid of the kids.
Four years left on one.
Paula, you go off peak?
I do, but it's largely because it's not because I'm deliberately trying to go off peak. It's because the way in which I book, like, plan desire and plan and book trips has nothing to do with what it tends to be unconventional in the first place.
It's because Paula doesn't do homework at a time. She's like, is it cold in Antarctica?
Well, it's like, I don't go to typical tourist destinations. For example, right before COVID, I went to Ljubljana in Slovenia. And I mean, sure, more people go there in the summer than they do in the winter, but it's not Paris. You know, it's not a common tourist destination.
Yeah. Well, and that could be on here too, I would think. Go to places other people don't go, but we don't know, do we?
Could be.
We don't know, maybe. So at the end of round one, the exciting round one, different than, I think the last time we did this, we played almost the entire game show, and I think the score was like 1-0-0 because the thing was so bad. This one, Len has won, Paula has won, OG has won. We're tied going into the second round of round one. We'll play four rounds total. So OG, kick off another 1 point round. We'll go in reverse order this time. What else is on our list?
Secret travel hack number two, courtesy of yours truly, has to be buy your airline tickets in advance, like way in advance.
Is buy your airline tickets way in advance on there? I'm getting my sound effects all mixed up doing this live. But not only that, OG, not only was it in advance, theirs was a little larger. It was buy your tickets at the right time. So it doesn't even have to be in advance was one half of it. The other half was look at the best days of the week. And the piece shares a few different days in the middle of the week. Generally are better days to book your tickets. And then on the weekends, and most people are thinking about travel and they automatically go to their device and book up a trip on a plane, they jack up the price during those times. So all the above.
So I got it right.
Nice. That's all you care about, isn't it?
Mark it down.
That's it.
2-1-1.
He just heard blah, 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 blah. I'm right, right?
So what's the end of that? Right. Len, how about you? Do you pay attention to the day of the week?
For when I fly?
For when you book.
Oh, for when I book. I can't even remember. There is a rule. What day was it? Thursday? Is Thursday the best day to fly?
Tuesday.
Now, we're not talking about the day to fly. I don't know if that's on here, but we're talking about the day that you book. The day you go on the computer and book.
No, I don't. It's probably on the weekend. Whenever I've done my booking, I will say this though. I do book, and I don't know, this is probably a disadvantage. Honestly, I book way, way in advance, which I've probably screwing myself. If I think about it, I probably should wait till the last minute and get those last minute deals. But the problem with that is there's that uncertainty bug, you know? So, you know, me, Mr. Low Risk, I just like to book it and be done with it.
According to a cheapair.com survey, it says that for a domestic trip, you should get your tickets 21 to 115 days before the trip. Ticket prices during that window are going to be within 5% of its lowest price. And for an international flight, Len, to your point, book the trip at least 6 months in advance, according to the points guy.
I do it, which is the absolute maximum that I believe you can do it. I book 11 months in advance my airfare, that's probably stupid. I know everybody in the audience there is probably going, what an idiot, but that's what I do.
They say that regardless.
You're right. OG.
Nice pull. They also say, by the way, for cruises, it's not the same, that last minute deals have not completely dried up, but there's not as many as there used to be. So you may find sales 2 to 3 years in advance, like book way ahead. So they know that they've got these rooms full. If you want to book a cruise, book it way ahead. Have any of the three of you done a cruise?
Nope.
That's that thing that you float around on and get stomach viruses at, right?
Nice. Yeah.
I'll pass.
That's what they're known for lately, apparently. All right. OG is on the board of point number two. Put some pressure on Len. Or no, put some pressure on Paula. Sorry. Paula, I'm so used to you being in last. I thought it was Len's turn. Sorry.
Well, I can see my talents are valued here. All right. Is it my turn?
It is your turn.
All right. I'm going to say join like for for car rentals, like join the car rental rewards program and take advantage of car rental rewards and loyalty programs and deals that they offer.
Join the car rental rewards program. I don't think that's a bad deal, though.
No.
I mean, I think that's a...
I thought that was pretty good.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Yeah. I thought that was a fine one. Do you...
Same with frequent flyer miles, too, right? Join the frequent flyer mile, right?
Sure.
Oh, Maybe I should shut up. Maybe that was not...
Well, I think the frequent flyer miles goes along with the travel credit card.
Okay.
I mean, frankly, yeah, okay. I do. But I don't belong to one of those, but every time, Paula, that I stop at a car rental counter, I think, why don't I belong to these? And I have a friend that does, and he gets all kinds of perks. Like he, they pull the car up for him. They do all kinds of, he picks the car while he's online ahead of time. So he, there's that big long line. He avoids the entire line. Do you belong to any of those?
I don't, but same deal. I know someone who does, and I watched the process of how easy it was to rent a car. Compared to somebody like me who isn't a part of that. And that was what gave me the idea of, wow, I should really be taking advantage of this.
Now, and I don't know, OG, to bring you into this conversation, I usually think that I'm going to score a better deal if I go through one of those aggregator sites. I always feel like I go to like avis.com and I get a worse deal than I do if I go to, Priceline as an example.
Well, remind me to talk to you about this offline because you are a member of all the clubs. You just apparently don't know that you are.
apparently that's a Stacking Benjamins perk. I don't know.
That is a perk that that you have. That
wait a minute. Hold on a second. My HR guy is telling me I am a member.
Ding. Yeah. I mean, some of this stuff is time versus money and the guarantee of having something versus not. We were traveling to Florida. We did the beach vacation a couple of weeks ago at the beginning of summer, and all the stories about car rentals and not having enough and all this other sort of stuff had me a little concerned. So because of being a member of both of these, they allow same day cancellations. I booked two cars at two separate places and then just canceled the other one once I was assured of getting one.
Very clever.
Boy, that's
I had a better chance of getting it. Still wasn't guaranteed, but a better shot.
It's so important now because how many times are you hearing those stories, right? Not getting a car.
There's only like a thing that you could do to travel, like summon a car, like a car summoner device where you're just like, I need to go somewhere. And you could get out a magical device that you had in your pocket and you could press a button. And you would tell that thing like where you wanted to go. And then magically, shortly thereafter, someone would arrive and take you to that place.
If only somebody would create that and have somebody pull a named Tamika that picks you up to go meet Mark Cuban.
Yes. And somebody by the name of Joe would make sure to remember to tell Mark Cuban that Tamika says hi, which was very nice of you.
Tamika gave us that fact, yes, and I shared it. No, listen to my name dropping, Paula. Did we tell you guys we met Mark Cuban? Yeah.
I thought you were name dropping Tamika, the Uber driver.
Both. It doesn't have to be either or, does it? Megan, by the way, hanging out with us, said maybe book it off peak hours like 3 a.m. I think, Megan, I think you're correct there, too. I think there's a day of the week that makes sense. I believe that day is Thursday. And then I also think that booking during the times when they're less busy and nobody else is booking, I think you got a better shot. All right. OG has the lead going into the halfway stretch unless Mr. Penzo ties him up right here. Len, no pressure, but what do you think?
Well, I'm afraid this isn't going to... How many? There's 22. I'm afraid this isn't going to be on there. But it's... And it's going to make me sound like a one-trick pony, but I'm gonna do it. It's about... I'm going to say... Oh, would they have this one? Because my cousin does this. My cousin Kev, the CPA, who's a little older than me, but we think alike, but when he goes to Europe all the time, he stays in unconventional places. So he doesn't stay in hotels. He stays a lot. He stays in places like when he went to Italy, he stayed in convents and
under a bridge.
The hostels and
in a van like down by the river.
Really cool. Yeah, a tent
back of a pickup truck
underneath overpasses. But no, so I'm going to say I guess they would say this, don't stay in a hotel, stay, look elsewhere to stay other than hotels.
Don't stay in a hotel. Is that there?
Oh my God.
I will tell you though, Len, I think you're right. I think that, well, and the longer you stay in one place, I found that Airbnb has charges that if you're only staying for a night or two, really make it difficult for it to compare with a hotel. But if, man, if you're there for a week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, staying at an Airbnb or a VRBO, a Vrbo.
Yeah.
Is it?
Wait till my cousin hears about this one. He's going to not believe that either. Oh, well, it is what it is.
Apparently, bring your tent to vacation. not on this person's list. Well, that sucks. And we've reached halftime. Let me give the amazing score. OG leading the way with 2. Paula has 1. Len has 1. But you know what we're doing the second half of this? We are raising the stakes. We're going to 2 points for the next round. And then our producer just told me we're going to 3 points for the last round.
Joe, what's amazing to me is that OG is probably the least qualified person on this panel to have money-saving travel hacks, and he's in the lead.
OG's like, how do I spend more and travel?
Right.
Hey, I think Paul and I had good ones there. We just didn't get any credit.
I thought so, too. I agree. So we're going to break for some trivia, and we'll be back with the second half of this.
Hey there, Stackers. I'm Joe's mom's neighbor, Doug. And in honor of National Radio Day, yep, that's today, we're actually thinking about the great radio shows of the past. If you didn't know this by now, a lot of our show was modeled after some of Joe's old-time radio favorites. As if we needed more evidence that Joe's an old guy. And you're excused if you're under 80 and don't recognize these. But if you just take a little bit of Abbott and Costello and add in some Burns and Allen and then mix in some Tonight Show, boom, you got Stacking Benjamins, which reminds me of today's trivia. No radio personality was more important or more famous than Jack Benny, according to Joe. On his famous Jack Benny program, for the entire 23 years it aired, Jack always said he was the same age. So, Len Paula OG, how old did he say he was? I'll be back with your answer faster than you can Google, who the hell is Jack Benny?
I know Paula did that the first time we brought up Jack Benny. How long ago was that, Paula? Like 6 years ago?
It was a few years ago, but I did Google who is Jack Benny, and then I read the first line of the Wikipedia entry aloud into the show.
Exactly. Yes. And it's been fried in her brain ever since. So
I still think it's obscure, but that's just me.
That Jack Benny's obscure?
Yeah, exactly.
I've never heard the name in my life.
Have no idea. So he was on for 20, how many years, Doug?
23 years.
Just an early radio guy. How long did he...
Like early radio guy as in like the 1800s earlier? I don't know when the radio came out even.
Well, that's going to be the question then, part of it. How old did he always say he was? We start with the person in last place. So we've got Len in last, Paula in second, OG in first. I'm sorry, that means OG goes first. OG?
Yeah.
Jack Benny.
Mythical creature from the past.
How old was he?
How old was he, or how old did he say he was?
How old did he say he was for 23 years in a row?
23 years in a row. And we don't get to know like any other context of this. Like, was this like in the early 2000s, late 90s? I'm going to say that he said he was, I need some strategery here. Let's say that he said he was 49 years old.
He said he was 49. Paula?
So here's my thinking is he would have to give an age that was young enough that he would continue to have at least a 23-year career afterwards. And he would have to be old enough that he wouldn't want to advertise that he was getting older. So I'm going to say 38.
38. All right, Mr. Penzo. This is a weird one where you get the last guess. And we have no Len.
Yeah, he's off of Fireside.
And he's here. I can see him. And he actually says he hears us. He's texting me right now. He says 39. So even though you can't hear him, he still knows how to Chelsea Brennan Paula by going one higher. I wonder if we had him here, we'd be able to see exactly why he went higher instead of lower. We don't play that way, though. We'll let you know here in just a second who's right. This episode is sponsored by State Farm. You a small business owner looking for insurance that fits your needs and budget? Well, look no further than State Farm. State Farm agents are not just insurance providers, they're also small business owners who live and work right here in your community. They understand the unique challenges of running and protecting a small business. When it comes to small business insurance, State Farm knows what it takes. Create a plan that fits your needs and your budget. State Farm agents are ready to help you choose personalized policies that truly understand your business. Insure your small business with a fellow small business owner. Talk to a State Farm agent today and get started on personalized small business insurance that fits your needs. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Talk to your local agent today. And now a word from our sponsors at Betterment. Do you want your money to dream big? Do you want your money to be a total self-starter? Are you annoyed that your money doesn't work hard enough? Well, don't worry. Betterment is here to help. Betterment's the automated investing and savings app that makes your money hustle. Their automated technology is built to help maximize returns, meaning when you invest with Betterment, your money can auto-adjust as you get closer to your goal, rebalance if your portfolio gets too far out of line, and your dividends are automatically reinvested. That can increase the potential for compound returns. In other words, your money's breaking a sweat while you can be breaking bread. You'll never picture your money in the same way again. Betterment, the automated investing and savings app that makes your money hustle. Visit Betterment.com to get started. Investing involves risk. Performance is not guaranteed. OG kicked it off with 49. Sounds like you went old.
Says the guy that's 3 years older than that. Sure. Yeah.
Paula, 38 years old. If he said 21, you're good.
Yeah, I'm feeling good because I've captured the entire downside.
That's right. And Len then took the middle. I've got him on speed dial. I'm going to interpret for Len. How many opportunities do I get to interpret for Len? This is going to be fantastic. Len said he knows it, that he knows it. Well, does he know it? Doug, you ready to give us our answer? Here we go.
Hey there, Stackers. In an effort to go from 1930s inspiration with old-time radio stuff to something slightly more modern, I've been advising the gang on their YouTube channel, their Instagram page, and TikToks. When OG asked me what a TikTok was, I knew it was going to be a long uphill battle. But the biggest problem I'm running into, I mean, have you seen these guys try to dance? Sorry, but the thought of Joe and OG learning a choreographed dance might be the worst. Wait a minute. The funniest, that would be the funniest thing I have ever thought of. And you thought the movie White Guys Can't Jump was bad? This would be way worse. How many times do you want to see Joe do the sprinkler over and over and over again? I mean, seriously, it's the dude's only move. But hopefully now it's clear why this group and podcasts are a match made in heaven. On that note, let's get back to our trivia. The question was, how old did Jack Benny always say he was on his famous Jack Benny program? The show debuted in 1932, spanned 23 years, growing and developing as it progressed, never admitting to being a minute over 39. Jack Benny billed himself as stingy and vain, making special note of his talent for playing the violin. His character was known for being incredibly cheap. Yep, he'd get along just fine with this crew. And with that, Len is our winner.
Wow.
And Len is giving me a hooray for me. Yes, hooray for me. I get that. Yeah.
Len, you're welcome.
Yeah, the old guy wins the old guy trivia right there. Wow. Well, congratulations, Mr. Penzo, on that big win. Good work, man. And we're on to the second half of this competition. If you're joining us brand new, hanging out with us on Fireside, where we're doing this live. By the way, if you're not with us live and you hear sound effects like laughter or clapping, that's our audience. We didn't insert a laugh track. We have the ability to do that, like applause and stuff, but nope, that's the fact that we're hanging out with some other stackers today. So Let's do this. Round three. We're on now of four. And the score at halftime, OG has two. Paula has one. Len has one. And we go back in the order we were in before, which, Len, you're kicking off round three first. By the way, second half of this is brought to you by Magnify Money. Len Penzo, you know what happens when you go to stackingbenjamins.com/magnify money?
Yeah, you get the best in class when you go ahead and look for places like getting your best savings accounts and all your interest rates and all those kind of good things. So go to Magnify Money, and 92%, is that what it is? 92% of everybody works out, comes out much better if they go through Magnify Money, right?
92% of all the banks, brick and mortar and online banks, rated head to head at Magnify Money. Is that correct?
Do I get a point for that?
Sadly, we can't count that one, but that was awesome. that was way better than Gwen last week going, "You're going to tell me, Joe." Yeah, nice, helping me with the ad read. But Mr. Penzo, let's play for points now. 2 points this time, which will give you the lead. Travel hack to save money.
Yeah, I'm gun shy now because I thought that last one was a really good one. There's got to be. How about like when you're there, use the subways and use the buses, public travel, transportation.
Use public transportation. Is that on there?
Oh my God. Jeez.
I will tell you, when I go to New York, I have friends that go to New York as an example, or go to other cities, go to Paris, and they take taxis everywhere. I take the subway just about everywhere. And Len, to your point, you save so much money.
Oh my God. Like if you're in DC, Washington, DC, oh my God. And there's other cities with great subway system, but oh my gosh. I mean, that's the only way to go.
Yeah. Yeah, that one should be on there too, but it's not. By the way, lots of our stackers hanging out with us are also giving hints. I don't know if they're good or not. But, well, I know they're good. Let's put it that way. I don't know if they're going to match these ones, but if you're on the panel and you want to look at those, just hit the bubble over anybody's head, guys, and you can take a look at what, if you're stumped, you can take a look there. Paula, it's your chance to take the lead.
All right, I'm going to roll the dice on this one because I think there's, honestly, it's probably a slim chance that it's on the list, but it is a good tip, and why not? So I'm going to say get a national parks pass.
Ooh, get a national parks pass. I have one of those. Do you have one of those?
I had one of them. It recently expired. I think it expired in February or something.
By the way, for people that you know like to travel and they like the outdoors, I've actually given those as gifts, and that is a great gift to give somebody. Give them the gift of future travel and sending me pictures from all these cool places.
I think if you were 65, and I think it might have changed, but there was a time there when if you were 65 or older, I think you could have a lifetime pass for like $10.
So you're saying Joe could save a lot of money.
I'm right here, man. But that is on my vision board, Doug, for the future. Is get a national parks pass on here. It's a fantastic tip, Paula.
Yeah, you know, I suspected it would go that way, but I wanted to throw it out there.
Yeah, well, that's why I like doing these, because I often like the ones that you guys give over some of these. And the ones they've had aren't bad. Can't believe it. OG, rounding out the second round, and you can take a commanding lead here.
Secret ways to save money while traveling. Let's go with... find a hotel that includes stuff with your stay, like breakfast or something like that.
There you go.
Free breakfast.
Good one, OG.
How do I want to say this?
Good one.
What are they called? Complimentary.
Yeah.
Complimentary breakfast included. Final answer.
So you want
the bar. Don't get the bar too. The happy hour.
Yeah. You get the Drury Inn. My brother's
drink ticket thing is,
so you guys don't
drink tickets at the Drury. Yes, absolutely. Yes,
that's it. Is drink tickets at the Drury on there? It's actually not the Drury, but Drury. And if you'd like to sponsor the show, Joe at stackybenjamins.com, because we got your back. But it is find all inclusive deals. So OG, the judge went with that, where if you can get an all inclusive that adds maybe that waffle shaped like Texas, right? I know you're big on that one, or other things at the resort. That's on the list. Paula, you look for all inclusive stuff?
I do not, no. I'm not a fan of packaged, like, made for you experiences. To me, part of the appeal of travel is figuring it out step by step, hour by hour.
But then you know, if it's all packaged ahead of time, that at the very least it won't stink.
To me, the joy of travel is the spontaneity. So if something is prepackaged, it takes that away.
Is the ability to let it stink.
Exactly.
Yes.
Exactly.
Kyle's got a good one here. He says one meal a day at the all-you-can-eat buffet. There you go. If they got a sizzler on site, Kyle, you've absolutely got it. All right. So OG now has four. Len and Paula have one. I think that means we have a winner, but we got to go do this last round. How do you do that? How do you make that exciting? I don't.
Well, hold on now. If I get this round's worth 3 points.
Oh, you're right. Yeah. But math, not my strong suit when we're doing this live. Holy cow. It's the exciting third round where we could go to bonus time. How about that? Len has one. Paula has one. OG is four. And to keep this dramatic, we're going to go ahead and have Len, you lead off the last round for us, my friend.
Well, I've lost faith in this list because I think I've given some good ones. I think Paul has given some good ones. I don't think OG's given any good ones, but all his were on the list. So
yeah, he's dealing a lot with this is mostly about hotels, airlines, cruises, and how and when you book or how and when you travel.
Well, I'm just going to say, because I'm totally...
There's some out here in the live audience if you want to try them.
I've got one here. I doubt it's going to be on it, but we're going to say, because you know what? It's a good one. Instead of eating at restaurants, why don't you go to the grocery store and buy your food there and cook it yourself?
Strong. That's a strong one.
Thank you.
Eating at the grocery store, bringing your own food on vacation.
Oh, how magnanimous OG was there supporting. It's easy to root for your enemy when they're
Far ahead.
Yeah.
You're like, no, that's a good one. Keep trying. The effort.
To throw somebody else under the bus.
Are you freaking kidding me?
Yeah, I don't like that one, Len. I mean, I do if I'm staying someplace for a while, but part of the fun for me is going and trying out the local establishments.
Sure, you could do that too, but I don't know. You know that's fine too. But you're
Len
looking
says at making mac and cheese in the
ways to save money. It was about saving money when you travel, right?
That's true. Secret travel savings hacks. Bring your own mac and cheese.
All right.
Len's like. So I was in Paris, and I'm in my hotel room with my little Bunsen burner making macaroni and cheese.
Well, what, you go to a bakery, you go to a nice bakery and a deli, you pick up some
baked
bread, you pick up some, right?
I had a great experience doing that in Paris, actually. Paula, you were going to say?
Oh, I one time in Paris, so this is 2014, and I was there alone, and I got pickpocketed and lost my wallet. And so I had to have my my then boyfriend mail me like a new credit cards, new everything. But it took, of course, several days. It took 2 days for the FedEx to come through. And so during that time, the only way that I could eat was by going to the included continental breakfast from my hostel, which fortunately the hostel was prepaid. And I would fill my bag with like breakfast bread. And then I would just like nibble on my rations throughout the day.
She's rationing out the croissant.
Yep, that's exactly what I did for like 2.5 days in Paris. Just rationed out like stale bread.
You could have sang on the subway.
I couldn't even get onto the subway because I didn't have money to like, unless I jumped the turnstile.
That's true, right, you know? Right.
Yeah, so hostel was prepaid, so I just stayed there. I walked everywhere and I rationed the all-inclusive breakfast.
Well, Paula, we'll keep the spotlight on you because while Len had another great one, it wasn't on the list. And you can tie OG here.
So there are two that are running through my head, one that I think is better and the other that I think is actually on the list. The one that I think is better would relate to pets and pet policies, but I don't think that's going to be on the list. And so the one, the worst one, oh, wait, but I've forgotten it. Hold on. Let me think. Related to how and when you book. Oh, yes. The worst one that's more likely to be on the list is don't check luggage. Bring only carry-ons so that that way you don't have to pay any baggage fees. And if you do check luggage, do it if you've got the credit card. But
why would you bring dead meat onto a when you're traveling?
Dead meat?
What?
Like, carry-on?
We got to give
at least
it.
I got to. At least I've got.
Now
to,
I get to use this
contribute
one.
Contribute something to this podcast.
There it is. Is avoid baggage fees on the list? Now, while I think it's on the list, I agree with both of you. I think that saves you a lot less money than some of the ones that we gave.
Yeah, seriously. Okay. Seriously. This is not a game of predicting what the actual best travel tips are. It's a game of predicting what an underpaid freelance writer would vomit in order to reach their word count.
How they can get it done in a reasonable amount of time and get paid.
Tell us how you really feel, Paul.
Oh, that was the gentle version.
All right, OG, this is for the win.
Secret travel hacks. Oh goodness. Paula had mine. I was gonna that was a layup. I was gonna have that as my like slam dunk.
There's still some juicy ones here.
So we've covered hotels, booking early, booking, using reward points.
By the way, while you're thinking, Kyle had one here hanging out with us live on Fireside. He said, get even cheaper airfare to hide in your friend's luggage. So not even pay your luggage fee, hide in somebody else's luggage. May or may not work. Not sure we're advocating that one, Kyle, but that one was funny.
I'm going to say, I'm trying to think of like a comparison shopping flight thing. I want to go back to flying comparison shopping, but something like compare. How do I want to say this? Don't go where you want to go. Go where it's cheaper. So, like, if you're going to fly to Dallas, take a look at flying into Texarkana instead. Right. Probably cheaper.
Go see historic Texarkana. Is that on the list? Nice job. Be flexible.
So ridiculous.
Be flexible about where you want to go is on the list.
Okay. All right. That is the most BS way of getting to that ever, but okay.
Nice job. And OG wins the day. And for that, we give him the OG is a travel
nerd.
Nice job, man. good work. OG with a big win. Yes. I love the somebody gave him the somebody.
Yes, there was three claps there. Very good.
I was going to say somebody in the audience gave you the golf clap, OG. Yay. That was fantastic.
Because saving money while traveling is definitely my middle name.
That absolutely. At least traveling
is
your middle
name. How does that fit on your driver's license? That must look terrible on your driver's license.
It's abbreviated.
Oh, okay.
Hey, let me give you the others here before we finish up this segment. Fly when nobody else wants to. Was on the list. So we talked about booking and you guys brought up flying when people don't want to fly, like going on a Tuesday or a Thursday. And actually Megan had that one. I believe it was Megan that had that one. Somebody said it. Sign up for the email alerts. So they often give discounts and emails
or something like that.
If you're going at the very last minute, consider a vacation package because a lot of times vacation packages sit. And if you're going at the very last minute, you might be able to score a very cheap package. I know somebody that got a nice trip to Europe from the Midwest for like $250 for two people. And it was amazing. And they didn't have to sit through a timeshare presentation. It was going to go to waste. So add a free destination. So they talk about specifically how, I'm not sure if it still happens anymore. Does Icelandic Air still give you very cheap passage across the Atlantic if you stop in Iceland? Because we got that a couple of years ago. Have you guys done that?
I had a bunch of friends who did that. So pre-COVID, that was really popular. I don't know how that's changed since COVID, but that was like everyone I knew was going to Reykjavik.
It was a cheap stop. I mean, it was a no-brainer. Why not? You stop halfway, you break up the travel, and you get this fantastic country to visit. Mm-hmm. That was a good one. Book directly. And this is one Megan had, by the way. Book directly through the hotel website. Don't use the aggregator. Not just, and you guys said it, but nobody brought it up when it was their turn. Keep tracking lodging rates even after you book. So you book a rate, keep tracking them, and you can actually find if there's deals later. Pick up the phone. You'll get more if you pick up the phone, possibly. In fact, I've seen a couple of pieces online talking about upgrading your room by calling after you book. Fight against resort fees. I think, Paula, was it you at FinCon in Orlando? You were like fighting the Orlando resort fee?
No. In fact, the opposite. I never fight the resort fee, and I'm annoyed by the people who do.
Why? Because you love the resort fee?
Because I'm annoyed by the people who are like, you know, fighting with some underpaid employee who's making 10 bucks an hour, trying to put themselves through school. And then you've got some like customer who's upset about a resort fee that they don't even have, you know, that the employee doesn't have any control over. Like, just pay the frickin' fee and spare the employee from having that unpleasant experience while they're on the clock.
Do you know what my thought is about that? I think that the institution still is to blame, because I think that if they just wrap the, like these baggage fees, why don't they just wrap it in the price of a ticket? Why do I have to pay more for a second bag? Just make your ticket X amount of money and there it is.
I absolutely agree. The institution is to blame, but I'm annoyed by the people who then take it out on the lowest people on the totem pole.
Yeah, no, I agree with that. Check airline vacation packages. Here's one that I don't know that I agree with. Defy hurricane season. That might not always work.
We tried that on our Florida trip and left a day and a half early because of the fact that, hurricane was coming.
I had other friends that huddled down in a hotel while the hurricane went through and in Cabo, and that was not fun. Use a travel agent to book cruises and book a river cruise, it said. And I've had friends do river cruises and thought that was good. So OG takes home the bacon. Nice work.
But I was shocked. I was wading through that whole list. I mean, my number one travel hack wasn't on there, which is where I just slip my parole officer a 50 before I leave. It saves me a ton in lawyer fees.
There it is.
I mean, that's just... Yeah,
just to make sure the little ring thing around your ankle doesn't work, your ankle bracelet.
Yeah. I mean, it's just
cover it in tinfoil. I've told you that a million times.
There it is. This whole show's covered in tinfoil. All right, let's see what's going on where all you guys live. We lost Len, and we don't have him back. So go to lenpedzo.com, and you're going to get all the hilarity that Len's award-winning blog gives you. At least once a week. How often does Len post? Do I know how often Len posts? Maybe twice a week, so 3 days a week. Len, what do you got coming up? He's trying to type really fast for me to tell me what's coming up. While I'm reading his, Paula, what's going on at Afford Anything?
On the Afford Anything podcast, if you want to hear more of this guy, Joe Saul Sehy, and the wit and wisdom of Joe, you can find that every other episode of the Afford Anything podcast, which you can download on Spotify, Pandora, anywhere where you, YouTube, anywhere you download podcasts.
Anywhere. Find your podcast or distributed. The Afford Anything, the amazing Afford Anything show. OG, what do you got going on this weekend?
Oh, goodness. Lots of stuff. Kids are in school finally. And so we got that going on. It's just kind of get back into the grind. It's fall. I got a lot of stuff going on in the fall. Little after school activity basically every weekend. Until Christmas. So busy, busy, busy.
That is. It's the busy time of year. Doug, how about you, my friend?
What, I'm supposed to be doing things?
that's exactly the answer.
I'm staying as horizontal as possible.
that's good. Keeping the heart beating. Len, by the way, says the Len Penzo blog is not just for travel tips. You can see how great his travel tips were here since he scored 1 point. Why you shouldn't buy a corner lot is an article. Why wouldn't you want to buy a corner lot is the thing that's out now. If you go to lenpenzo.com or thepersistentitch.com, right, Len? All right. That's going to do it for today. Doug, you got it from here, man. What should we have learned today?
So what should we have learned today? First, don't be afraid to get creative in order to save yourself money when traveling. There's always a better way to score some luxuries on the cheap. Second, if you travel with Len, be prepared to bring your own lunch meat and fruit cups and to stay at the Longshoreman's Barracks. That guy'll do anything to save a buck. But the big lesson?
Turns out OG moonwalked his way through high school, so maybe don't judge a book by its cover. Bro, you are not the weakest link. To learn more about our guests and for more resources, you can head to our show notes page at stackingbenjamins.com. For more Paula Pant, check out the Afford Anything podcast. And to see what Len Penzo is up to, head on over to lenpenzo.com. This is Neighbor Doug reminding you to help control the pet population. Have your pets spayed or neutered.
Welcome to the after show. This is the part of the show that doesn't exist. Your hidden track. And the thing I've been wanting to talk about all day is I had the privilege last week of partying with one Paula Pant from Afford Anything.
Oh, that was not the name I thought you were about to say.
What name was I going to say?
Begins with an M and rhymes with Ruben.
You mean hey, did I tell you that I met Mark Cuban? Did I say that already? I think I bragged about that enough. You and I did.
We both did. Yeah, we both did. I've got on my Instagram, I've got some amazing pictures with Mark Cuban.
As if I do
and
too.
And you and I.
I took the original one. And then you had to go get a second one to one up me.
Of course I did.
I see years later on, just you and Marky Mark.
I've actually seen the original. Say what?
I see the, I'm looking online and all of a sudden I see just you and Marky Mark. I'm like, she went back for seconds.
I sure did.
Crazy.
And it's a great photo too. It's a fantastic photo.
But being new on, luckily in this platform, being one of the people, the group that were asked to do this early, Paul and I were invited and, OG, you had been invited too. Had you gone? And so we're standing
Ooh,
at this,
salt in the wound.
We're standing at this fireside event and, that's to meet, it's a meet and greet with Mark. So I think there's gonna be like 100 people there. There's maybe what, 20, 25 people there. Mm-hmm. And we're standing with a couple great guys, fantastic guys. And we're having a wonderful conversation, Paul and I and them and other people that our audience might know. Gabby Dunn from Bad With Money was there and, got to hang out with Gabby a little bit, but, then Mark and Fallon, the creator of Fireside, come in. And what was, of course, everybody turns and they see him. And he kind of makes his way around the world, around the room, saying hi to people. There's food at the far end. He goes and he grabs a plate of food. And Paula, he makes a beeline over to us and stands right in the middle of us and says, hey, can I stand here and eat with you? And I'm like, screw you, Mark. No.
Yeah. Because, you know, we were all standing around a table. Whereas everybody else was just sort of mingling.
Yeah.
So boom, we had the table space and he looked like he was hungry. He looked like he hadn't eaten in a while.
Well,
and
he said it three times too.
Yeah.
He said, I'm sorry. I'm really hungry.
Mm-hmm.
Being rude.
So he was just standing there with a plate of food. And so then he was talking to all of us.
Yeah. I mean, it was much more of a hangout. He seemed like the same guy you see on Shark Tank. I don't know, Paul, have you ever watched Shark Tank?
I have never watched Shark Tank.
You have no idea.
But I learned that in the UK, it's referred to as Dragon's Den.
Of course. Because you got to rebrand everything. Yes. So he.
It's more apropos. There's not a lot of shark killings in the English Channel.
There are more dragon slayings?
Yes, there are.
Well, in old time, King Arthur and the Round Table.
I thought you watched Game of Thrones.
I did watch Game of Thrones.
Isn't there dragons in that?
There are definitely dragons in that.
And it's totally a documentary, Paula.
Yeah, that's a movie about Westeros.
Right. Well, that was not the story I was going to bring up, actually. I was going to bring up, maybe we'll tell a story another day. But
were you going to bring up you and I hanging out and
yes.
a particular beverage?
Yes, and that'll be another day.
Ooh, all right.
For now, we just bragged. We went all braggy brag and told everybody we met Mark Cuban.
I have this really funny, I was reading this article on the New Yorker website about airplanes, and there was one of those little comics, you know, they put in the, whatchamacallit, in the magazine. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to send this to you so you can post it. I'm sure it's okay because it gives the credit here. And it's a guy standing in the corner with a single light bulb above him. And there's like four dudes around him, you know, and it says, "Hey, just a reminder that the first rule of Fight Club includes podcasting about Fight Club." And I thought that was so awesome.
That's so true. Well, Stackers, the show might be over, but the celebrations are just beginning because it is Military Appreciation Month, and I want to celebrate people like my brother-in-law, Eric, who is such a giving person. Eric will do just anything for you. And as a Marine, you can see that his time in the military taught him to be a guy who gives to his community, gives to his family, and is always there when you need them. This Military Appreciation Month, Navy Federal Credit Union wants to celebrate members like Eric who go above and beyond. Navy Federal offers member-only exclusive rates, discounts, and tools to empower their members and help them reach their goals. Navy Federal's employees are part of the community they serve. Many of them are military family members, reservists, or veterans. And all branches of the military, veterans, DOD employees, and their families are eligible for Navy Federal membership. In fact, there are so many resources on the Navy Federal website. Resources like Best Cities After Service to help veterans transition to civilian life, and Best Careers for Military Spouses to support military families. Visit NavyFederal.org/celebrate, and you'll see all of their Military Appreciation Month offers and other Navy Federal offers. Navy Federal is insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender.